High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
We were chatting a little bit earlier to Aaron Zilberg from the Eden Schools, the director at Eden Schools, talking to us about this bizarre increase and I think outrageous increase in rates that schools are going to be forced to pay, given the fact that we shouldn't be forced to pay what we do for education. We have little choice given the fact that the quality of government education is so poor. Is this just another way to extort more from taxpayers? We wanted to get a little bit of a sense from AfriForum and find out if this is something that they are involved with. Alana Bailey, Deputy CEO at AfriForum. Thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listeners.
So you must have your hands full. Like, how does AfriForum actually decide what to take on and what not to take on? It's impossible.
Yes, they are. It's like that story about the Dutch boy with a dike that's leaked.
Absolutely.
He's trying to stop it with his fingers. What we normally look at is if a case has a broader importance for the community.
Alana, can I just ask you, do you have your radio on in the background, or is it us on our side, where the...
No, there's not, yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay, cool. So let's continue and let's hope that it'll settle down. Sorry, you were saying?
So, in general, we look at whether a case has any importance for the community at large or for South Africa even. And I think this isn't just a Johannesburg problem, because if Johannesburg manages to succeed with a case, then many other municipalities probably will also try to use educational facilities as a source of income, or a larger source of income than the others. And so we are really concerned about the national implications of this.
So AfriForum is taking this on. In what way can you challenge this?
We are challenging it both on the grounds that the proposed increase wasn't communicated timeously to the educational facilities, and in the second place that we feel this isn't a fair treatment of educational facilities, because many of the smaller private institutions will definitely be forced to close if this increase goes through.
It's a significant problem, and the fact that this was just done without the right level of consultation, without appreciating it would seem, the impact that this would have seems to be outrageous.
Yes, and I think it's even more scary that only at the end of the whole process that people become aware of this issue, and even now many schools are still in denial and are saying, no, but we're a public institution, it won't affect us, but it will definitely affect all educational facilities, because the education facility or education category has been scrapped. So whether you're public or private, there's going to be a sizable increase.
Do you foresee success in this challenge?
Yes, I think we've got a very strong case, and we're also seeing that because it will only be heard in November, more educational facilities, but also more organizations are coming to join the case, which I think is quite good. Obviously, every institution has its own set of facts that will contribute to the larger picture of whether this is such an important issue. So I think even now, if more facilities would like to join the case or would like to join as a friend of the court, it's definitely a good idea to do so as soon as possible.
There's, as anybody involved on the side of life knows, it's always better to try and find a solution outside of a court process. Have you tried that with counsel?
Yes, we started with informal talks. We also had a lawyer's letter delivered to them to say, look, this is a huge issue, and some of the facilities will have an increase of 6 times what they are paying at present, which isn't feasible. But they just denied that there wasn't adequate communication beforehand, and they just said, well, it's not Johannesburg's problem. They are being forced by COCTA to do so. So we also added COCTA as one of the respondents in the case.
Right. Well, we are certainly going to try and get the relevant parties on the show as well, just to try and understand it. Absolutely absurd, in my view, and you know, these are the things that unfortunately can often be a straw that breaks the back, to use that old cliche. The South Africans are under tremendous, tremendous strain, knowing full well that we are paying for private security because we don't have adequate government security and policing. We pay for private education because we don't have the option for a good standard of a public, even if they're trying very hard, and I'm not knocking that at all, but public schooling, government schooling is severely constrained. We see the same thing in medical. South Africans are paying for absolutely for many of the items that we have that other parts of the world assume that their tax money is covering. In South Africa, we don't have that. And to add this to it, I think they might get a lot more than they're bargaining for in terms of pushback, because there reaches a point that South Africans have to say, it's enough. We can't do very much more. We can't cope with more from a financial perspective. What's your thought on that?
Definitely. I think we're being taxed double in South Africa, in effect, because if you want good health facilities or good schooling or good security, you're definitely paying for some kind of private service.
Mm.
And also in Gauteng, we see that the Gauteng Department of Education very often underspends its budget to build additional infrastructure at schools. In fact, it almost happens on an annual basis. And there's a great shortage of schools in Gauteng, plus some of the schools are dysfunctional, which are out there.
Mm.
So more and more parents are forced to go to private facilities, and then to use these private facilities as an additional source of income, in my opinion, is quite immoral.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. We're certainly going to follow this case very closely and keep everybody updated. Alana Bailey, keep doing the great work you do. Deputy CEO at AfriForum, talking to us about this, what is only can be called an additional tax.